Thank you for calling customer support. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling because you guys been taking money out of my account. I don't know why.
Okay, let's see if I can help you with that. Can I get your zip code?
17404.
17404. And your first and last name?
David Amodover.
I don't see that. Let me spell your last name.
A-L-M-O-D-O-V-A-R.
Okay, let's see. Let's see. Okay, how about your email?
My name, my last name, C3Gmail, @gmail.com.
You said your last name at what?
My name and my last name all together, C3@gmail.com.
Do you have another phone number that you would have used on file?
No, this is my phone number. That's it. I got the only one.
Okay. Because I'm not finding you in our system. So I'm starting to wonder if it's the right customer service number that you have. Do you, how much was the charge for?
It was, your charge $68.96. I called my bank, that's the number they gave me for this number.
Does it say what the item was?
No, they an account, they only said the charge is $68.96.
Okay, I can try to find you. The first six digits on the card that was charged, do you know those numbers?
No, I don't know that number by memory.
Do you know the last four?
No, I don't have that on the card with me either, so.
Okay. There's no order number. Cancellation number. I'm trying to find you and I can't find anything on you in here, from the email, the phone number, the zip code, the last name. I don't see anything. So there's, I don't know how to find the account and see if it's this company that's charging you, because I don't see any. I can't find you.
Oh, okay. Well, I call my bank again. I'm going to cancel that.
Okay. That, yes, sir.
Thank you for your help.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.